Yeah, just the basic point. The mnemonics of Parosi. Yeah, Parati. Yeah, it's funny. He doesn't need to pay him back in front of Adam. Lefikach, im toan achakach, oma porati, nishba hesed v'nitzar. Since he doesn't need to pay him back with Adam, therefore, when he claims afterwards, I paid you back, he can take a shuas hesed and be part of him. Over hamalva es chavero b'shtar, tzorach lefaro be'edim. Lefikach, im toan v'oma porati, shtar zeh, eino neman, el omen lo, o havei edim, o amo v'shalem lo tovo. Yeah. There's a little piece from the Grach, on this. It's a question if it's the Grach or if it's the Grizz, but the Chiddushin had Grach on the front. Not exactly on our point, but it's more on the question of Shah. But it's interesting just to see what he has to say for a minute. It says like this. Do I have it? Yosef, do you know where it is? The Chiddushi HaGrach HaLashas? In the back shelf, and it's in the back, on the back shelf. The thick book. So he says like this. He says the Sefer Iter says Isabi Rashtar. One second. Yeah.
What page are you on?
Hold on. What sefer do you have? There's a kasha like this. I think he says the Baal Iter holds the guy has his own shtar b'ksav yado. But then again, he can't say he can't be toei and parosi, right? Because again, shtarach b'yado my boy. Okay, so he says why? Why should that be? It's not a shtar raya. So he says in terms of the din of the shtar that ain't yochalit parati. The pshitas, who the shtarcha b'yodim my boy, is a raya of our goddess Edis, shelo nifra od. So the fact that I'm holding the shtar indicates that it wasn't paid. Okay. Although miloshon harambam lo mashmi. So in other words, claim shot. When a guy says, when the malva produces a shtarcho, and the lova says, I already paid it, so why do we not believe the lova? Right? So the Gemara uses an expression, shtar biyadi my boy. What am I holding your shtar for if you paid it? So he says the mashmos of that state of that Gemara, the plain shot of the Gemara, sounds like it's saying the fact that I'm holding is this requirement is a little bit counter to the other requirement, is like Adis that you didn't pay it off. Right? What? I mean, it's an umdana, whatever you want to call it. It's the fact that I'm holding it is a raya that you didn't pay back. Right? How does he put it? Yeah. He says it's a raya of the Haggadah's agency, which is like the other reclaim, shelo nifra'ot, that hasn't paid back. He says, but if you take a look at the Rambam, it's not mashma that way. Why? The Rambam that I just read you says, Hamalves chaver be'edim, doesn't have to pay him back if they them, right? Ain't so from Lefikach. Since he doesn't have to pay back with Adam, therefore, if he says I paid you back, he's believed the Shuas Hesed. So the Rambam puts it seemingly reversed. He says, Lefia he should say, Mishum Mishum hachi muchrach lefro be'edim. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam says, A milveh b'shtar has to be paid with aid. Therefore, if he says I paid you, you don't believe him, right? Why doesn't he say the other way? He should have said the if a guy has a shtar, a malveh b'shtar, we don't believe him unless he we don't he's not ne'eman to say he paid back, and that's why he has to pay with aid. Let me read it again. It's a little subtle, but I think he's right. In other words, the Rambam says. Like that's the din of a shtar. You must pay back with Adam. And since you must pay back with Adam, if you claim you paid back, we don't believe you. Because the din is you have to pay back with Adam. That's the din of shtar. Right? As opposed to saying like this. How's it go? He says, Adarabba should be the other way. That's right. You should say that if you lent with a shtar, eino neman lito parati. That's why you better pay back with Aiden. Right. It's not that you have to pay back with Aiden. It's just you're not going to be neman because there's a shtar. Therefore, you have to pay back with Aiden. What should come first? He should say, if a guy lends you with a shtar, you're not going to be believed. Because the guy is a shtar. Therefore, pay back with Aiden.
No. I'm not sure which way it's circular, but it's a bit circular. Why would you get the shtar back unless you need to pay back?
You shouldn't need to pay back with Aiden. Because
Another look. The Rambam seems to put the Nemonus of the fact that he's not Neman to say I paid back when there's a shtar, because shtar demands priya be'edim.
Right.
Not because of the shtar, not because he's holding the shtar, but because a shtar demands a certain kind of payment, payment be'edim. That's why you're not believed. He doesn't say, calls man she hamalve she yesh biyado shtar, you know, eno neman sheparo. Lefikach, do it with Aiden.
I'm saying, would he have to collect the shtar?
Which way? That what? If he had to pay back with Aiden?
Then I understand why he can't get the shtar, so he's double dead. He's trying to get it twice.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to make the difference between because the guy's holding the shtar. He's saying, a malda al pet has no need to pay back with Aiden, therefore he's Naaman. In other words, right? But a milveh b'shtar is tzarach l'faro of Aiden. Therefore, to claim you didn't is not Naaman because that was what was demanded of you.
And nothing to do with the fact you guys
told. That's what I'm saying. Saying the way that Ram is expressing it, it's not, he doesn't say, she'im lo paro lama lo shtar. Jim Parlam, yeah, it's a good observation. So he says, so he wants to say like this: Ubiyar hadin kemo diim omalo al tifrieni elevate. He says the din of a shtar, according to the Rambam, is like a guy saying, "Only pay me with aid." Oh, shehera lefne ploni uploni. Ain't on them on lit on porosity. Shapiroon atzmo piroonu af shakishalo kayim hatanaibo. Okay, he's not Neman to say he paid it back. Why? He says the piroon itself is a piroon, even without the fulfillment of the night. So we were discussing yesterday. Right? Dim Havi Adim Shapara Potter. It's definitely going to be Potter. Not like the guy is saying payment now means this, right? Rock the kol's man shalohe vi edim eno neman liton parashi. The nemonus eitzah hamalve shaloh nifrati. Okay, here's the point. The zechus the nemonus kedine momonus paim. The zechus de momon minu. So he wants to say that this idea of neamonos, zuchus and neamonos, are dinei mamonos themselves, and zechusin mamon themselves. Umasne hamalve sheyihu zechusei mamon elu lo. Dahinu haneemonos are pure on hamalve. He's trying to elevate this a little bit. He wants to say the ne'emonus of a loan is not simply he's a muchzok and all that stuff. It's like part of the DNA. It's like part of the DNA mominus of the loan. Yeah, that there is ne'emonus. But he says that's a zechus and a din moment itself. And the malveh can say, I'm retaining this zechus moment to myself. And therefore, no, that would be Lotifrin Elevit's name. All right. He says, the Gam came Bishtar, Sober Rambam, the Humi Zechuse Momon, the Milva Bishtar, Umidinim Uzechusim, the Malva Bishtar, Soroch Lefaro Beid, Veino Neaman Halova. So it's like a din of Hafkoas, Neamonis of Golova. That's part of the Zechusim. That's right. That's the first light, right? Because it's because the mal the milva is like a, yeah, the whole thing is a tonight. If the whole thing is a condition, is an agreement between two people. And apparently, he's learning. The Rama's learning that the natural conditions are such that, look, I'm trusting you with the loan, and I'm implicitly trusting you or granting you that monos on beyond the parati. If I withhold that namonos, then I'm retaining that zechus mamon of this condition, of this deal. I'm retaining that, and a shtar is like an automatic statement of that.
With Aiden, you have to stipulate explicitly.
Right. He's a vizeru shekos of lefikach eino namon. Yeah. Interesting. So he's saying. Meaning to say, the malva is retaining he's retaining all the dina nemonis to himself. So since he's retaining the dina nemonis to himself, the fikach im ton v'haparati shtar ze eino nemon. The fikach is since the shtar is an expression of this idea. That the malva is taken to himself, this is a chus. Therefore, the lova has no ne'emonos. Never mentioned it. The Ram never mentions that. Right. So what does that Gemara mean? Point around, right? So he wants to say like this. He says. Meaning to say, he only has the zechus of the ne'amonos that he keeps to himself while he's holding the shtar. He's not learning. He's learning it in a non-conventional way. He's saying. Shtarcha b'yodi my boy, meaning as long as I'm holding this shtar, I have that din emonos. The cause of efshar the shayach gam b'shtar. Not what the abbreviation stands for. I am man. I know it means the guy himself, but the shtar of his own handwriting. The re'amal the. No, maybe does he mean it?
We used to say that let's say the guy pays back without aiding, but he can take what the guy gives him for shtar.
He says, Rakocha the lake of Tisa shtar, the ain't shaf shtar of Yodi, my boy. Anyway, but that's the basic story. He wants to say that, Oh no. Afishtar. Okay, but the finish is that what? The finish is the way he's learning is an interesting way of learning. He's learning that there's a din of Ne'amonos. That there's a natural, that there's a Ne'amonos of the In the ordinary case, there's a ne'emanus of parati. That's part of the dine milva. And the malva, though, can alter that, can retain that zchus. That's a zchus that the lova has of parati, of a ne'emanus of parati. But that zchus is a din mamla. So kol tnai of mamla is kayim. So if the malva wants to say, no, I want that zchus, I'm going to keep that zchus of the ne'emanus of this halva, he can. And that's done either with an explicit condition, bifnei eden, or it's part of the din of a shtar itself. Part of the din of a shtar itself. It's interesting. Then the Rambam say, yesterday he says he's turning it into a shtar. Right? He said if you're going to say that you can't, right? It's going to become like a shtar. Let's deal with that. What do you mean? But anyway, okay. Okay, that's when you make a shtar. Heter Iska, that's what they do. They write in the shtar, and I'll only be ne'eman on my claim for the shur chamur deraisa. So you're stipulating what you're, that your ne'emanus is totally on this high rent condition. So with this Reb Chaim, so it's interesting. Let's take a quick look again at that. I'm not sure if this plays in exactly, but the question of the Rambam din. Right, was that in Tesvav? That he says, right, Tesvav, Malves Chavera Be'edim, Omelo Al Tifraini Ella Be'edim, Bain Shomelo Besha'as Halva, Bain Shomelo Acha Shehil Vahu, Hareze Tzorach Lefaro Be'edim Mipnea Tanat. So that's the question. That's the question of the Rishonim. It's Mashu that way from the Gemara. But the question is, how does such a thing work? That in the middle, that after the loan is made already, the malva can impose a tanai. Right? Am I right?
Right, like maybe in Clovis say, well, I do that as a
Right. So I think some say, no, the malva has to agree. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rama. That the Lova has to agree, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the only reason that he wouldn't want that is if he's planning on denying.
Okay, so the Ritva brings us down on Memam and Allah. Okay, because the Gemara, this Mishnah was brought up earlier. We just kind of skipped up on the base. We didn't really go into it at the time. But he said like this. He said, right, Monali biyadafa, omalei hain, omalei altidneli elabishne edem. Okay, so he says, Shmoina mimasnis in dechi, omalei altifraini elabit edem. Tanai, Tanaye, Tano. You got that, Yosef? Mem on this. Sorry. Mona Libio the Chos. Should be. The Ritva I sent. I don't know. I sent out the Ritva first. No. 40B. Ritva 40B, right? So he says, Umihu, yes, he says, Dahamasisan Acha Shehel Veil Mayri, Mishani Mona Libiyadaka. So it's Mashma, it's clear from the Mishnah that this was after the Halva. And yet he's imposing a new condition. Umihu Omra Benu Harambanza, the Miskavra, Dai Mayri, Vishikibu Love, Holo, Oshishosa. So Ramban says he has to accept the condition. Okay. Either accept it or be silent. The shtika kabbalah dami baha. Avlim omra lo she'eni rotze l'kabbalah lov hadini mal vein sarach l'hachzir lo beidim. But if he refuses, he can't force him. Okay. V'lo amrinam l'achpure mikevan d'lo yeh neman lomar parasicha. Yeah. Right, I guess so. Adraba, right, Moses. Idach shemachadish ata omer lo al tifreini el beedim miskavin lach borgo imifreina shelov beedim. So no, he's up to no good. Why is he making a new condition? Because of shekain nira das rabbeinu Shmuel the above a basra gabi.
Who doesn't know about the malva?
The malva.
Why?
He does. He's gonna deny it even if he pays him back. I don't know. He's going through.
You're paying back what they did. You didn't pay him back yet.
All right, anyway. But anyway, so the bottom line is that he's saying that you can't incriminate the guy for not wanting to accept this burden on himself. He says, Aval haram zal sovar. I'm skipping down to the. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Is there anything else I'm missing here? I don't think so. Okay. So he says, but the Ramba, the Ra'am zal, who is that? That's the Rimi Gash. And they want to say the Rambam too. Sover shebal korchol yachol loma shelo yifar eyu el beedim sharei eved lova liish malva. Right, that the lova is like a is like an eved to the malva. So he says v'sha'alti lemori arashbazal. I asked the Rosh for this question. Go Omar dibimalve milven yirin divrei haramzal meahu taimo deeved lova lish malve o bipikado nirin divrei rambanzal. Right, because he doesn't have that relationship servitude. He says v'timiali milsa mitaimo deeved lova lish malve. So he says, I still don't understand. It's true, but how can you make a new shibud? How can you be mishabed him now to something he wasn't mishuba to before? Ula hosef avdus al avduso. You're never already. What's the difference? He says, havadai afilu b'shikiba love. To me, a milsa, the man is shtabed lo la'achar mat most. And he says it's even difficult, even if he agrees. How is he mishtabed himself? Right? This is Yosef, ingenious. Where's the Kenyan? I don't know. Where is he mocking it to himself? Where's the Kenyan? Too late. There's a voice of Zay, Shloma, Dabu Hano, the Kamarva clay, Zemane, Hashta, Old Lodoka clay, Goma Mishabi Nafshe. Exactly like Yosef was saying. That maybe you'll say, okay, if the guy gives him more time, he could be Mishabi himself further. There's an exchange. He's being machna something for something. Dibano, Odam Goma Mishabi. Did I mean Gabi Arev? That's how the Arev is on the road. The Gabe Matana Masna Shomachinam Leos Kishoel Vahrini Tuva of a Lishabido Zebal Korcho Lasos Malve Alpe Milva Alpe Kin Milva Bishtar Mehecha Osia Lon Lahai Vadai Lanias Daiti Ain Li Ella Diver Rabbeinu Harambanza Vahain Hiskin Mori Haraoh. But Rambam lo pirish bozek klum. That's a strange thing. It's a little bit of a strange thing. He thinks the Rambam hasn't spoken about it for some reason. He hasn't quoted the Rambam. He just quoted the Ram is the Rimi Gash, apparently. He says lo pirish bozek klum. I don't know. It's a little bit confusing. He hasn't quoted the Rambam before, if I'm not mistaken. There are two Rambams. One of them is not clear, and this one is clear. But I don't really understand. What does he say in the footnote here? Hold on. Right. In the footnote, he says, 1 second, yes. Sir. What number is that? 276. In the footnote, he says, Ulam Chidisha Ran Pasov Shadasa Rambam Kerbi Migash. I don't really understand. But anyway. But whatever it is, our Ram does seem to be at least like the Rashbo here. It's master that, you know. Amal Vesfavero Be'edim, Vomalo Altifra Eni Ella Be'edim, Bain Shomalo Bishas Alvo, Bain Shomalo Acha Hil Vohu, I raise at Sorach Lafar Be'edim, if Nayat. It sounds like he can do it against his will. Right, so his question is, how could he be mishtabed him further after the Havam. Funny. The Ramban says he can. I'm sorry. The Rashba says he can. Of course, it is Eved Lova Lish Malva. And he says, I still don't understand. But he went to his other Rebbe. He had two Rabban, the Ritva. The Ra'ah and the Rashba. They famously at odds with each other. And the Rambam is very clear. He says, Mipnei Hatanai. He says, Harez at Sarach with all of Eden, Mipnei Hatanai. Right, the Rambam says, Mipnei Hatanai. Right. Amalo Tigraini Elabi Eden, Bain Shamalo Bashas Alvo, Bain Shamalo Akar Hopshilvo, who Harez at Sarach with all of Eden, Mipnei Hatanai. Now, you couldn't tell, if you made him Milva Balpeh, you couldn't get Eden later and force them to write a shtar, right? Without the malva, without the loga.
Sheba,
right. That's what I was thinking. Maybe this requirement is helpful, right? Because he's saying there's really within a, and we're going to say it like this, within the loan, the nemonis of the lova is a zafus. Right, it's a zechus of the malva. It's a zechus. Now, if you learn it like this, that when he does it, but without Adam, it's like he's not. Then the lova, the malva has the opportunity. The malva has the opportunity to be mochel on this. To and that was a trouble. I don't know if I can pull it exactly. But he's saying, if you're going to say he's tacking on an extraneous Tanai, then that's not possible. But if you really say intrinsic and really built into the halva is that the malva has the zafus to retain to himself the nemonis of the halva. Now he simply doesn't insist on it when he doesn't insist on it. But that's not a forfeiture of that zafus. It's really something that's always in his pocket, and he just say in Indiana that he's enforcing it if it's Balpeh, if it's native, if it's a shtar, it's a mil Balpeh. But as long as he makes him aware at any time, it's not a forfeiture. The fact that they didn't utilize it or activate it is not a mechila of that not a forfeiture of that right. So it was always in his hands. No, it's not a waiving of the right. As we sometimes we say if you don't use a right, you waive it. Sometimes we say, you know, it's not a waiving of the right. You just didn't avail yourself of it, but I can always avail myself of it. In other words, it's not really changing anything intrinsic in the law. It's not a different kind of a law. Yeah. This is a chus of nemanis always basically in the control of the malva, like you said, this eved lova laish malva. So all this, he's holding all the zechuyos, and he decides which ones he wants to give away, which ones he wants to keep.
Because he's like just not being mocked.
Right, he's just not being mocked. Correct. Right.
Later,
right.
When he sees a reason to enforce it or whatever.
Whereas the Rashba seems to think that, whereas the Rashba seems to think intrinsic in the din of Halva, maybe he learns more like you were saying the other day, that the nemanis of the lova is simply he's the muksa. And this would be like an extraneous burden outside the dine Halva to impose a shibud of inemanis. You know? Right. The Ritva. The Ritva and the Ramban.
This one is
right. So the Ramban says he has to agree, and the Ritva says even in agreement he's not so sure what how he could do it. That's correct.
Yeah.
Right. So where's the Ramban?
The Ramban is
Well, it's a good question. I mean, the Ramban is not clear. I mean, the Ritva is saying he can really only get this zechus if he's giving something further to the Lova.
Well, he's not pressed on it.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at the Rashba on the sugya, on our sugya. The two ways of going, right? The Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. So just a little bit off the page, maybe, that he says like this. We had it basically right yesterday, right? That according to the Shmua Kama, according to the first way of learning, it's Vasi, it's going to be, what's going to be the Machlokas, right? The Machlokas is the fact that he lent it to him with Adim, okay? Is that itself what is it? So in other words, the fact that he's insisting on Eidos, and that's like the Marsha, Lo Mehimle, the fact that he's expressing a distrust of the Lover under the inception of the loan, is that like he's saying about the entire relationship that it's under this suspicion, and therefore the completion must also be be'edim. Now, what he means by be'edim, though, doesn't just mean that you have to pay me be'edim and then claim that you did that, right? But it means to say that it has to be o yitain o yavi raya shenos, right? No, the whole thing we're saying is it has to be, the whole loan now has to be verifiable, and the payment has to be verifiable. The omar afilo omar lo parsich of neponi aploni, that's not going to help, right? Because listen to his reason. Because the ilu haya neman lo ma parsich of the ploni uploni, if he had that nemanos, then he'd have the nemanos of the migu. And that would undo the whole point of this condition, right? And he wants to prove that according to this Lishna, he says, V'teda, the high Lishna, Malvas, Kvev, Eidim, Ravasi, Komalo, Atifreni, Eleb, Eidim, Lishna, Basra, right? It has to be the same thing. The ha time made the Hocham, Misham, the Kevin, the Ozuf of Eidim, Lohim, no Eidim. Yeah, so it's equivalent. And just like on that second Lishna, there's no Migu, and you can't say, in the second Lishna, he definitely holds, you can't say, I paid you in front of Aiden who left. That's what Shmuel says over there. I'm not sure why he has to. Isn't it Pasha at the point of Ravasi? He can't say that. Because that's what Shmuel said. Right. Right, and even if he says, I paid you privately, he should be believed as a migu. Yeah. Yeah, what's that? V'teida del hai lishna mavas chayav v'edim ravasi ke'omar lo al tefreini v'edim v'lishna basra da'at time v'da'ocha mishum dekevan dozer v'edim lo mehim l'idei. What's the Teda? He's saying it's the same thing as the second Mishnah's explicit statement, right? Vishmuel Omar, Kevin Shlohisne Imo Beferish, Lo Yifrain El Be'edim, Yaman Loma, Parasichu Bnetoni Ploni, and they went to Bnei Zayam, Vikavin Shneman Bekach. Afilu Omar Parasichi Beini Levenoch Neman Mishamigu. So he wants to say that what? He's trying to prove that the Migu would work. Which Shmuel though? The tale of the Shmuel by Lishna, a filu b'omer lo parosicha b'ni levinach nemar shemigu. Why? V'lav dafka b'omer lo parosicha b'fnei ploni ploni v'ochon nesiyam midakshin na lo the ravasi minas nisin. Dikatani lemochar amalo nasatich nisatev l'cha poter v'im isa a filu Shmuel kach. Damas nisin nisatev l'cha dikatani. The master of the chatav nisatev l'cha b'ni levinach. But that's on this Lishna. That's this Mishnah. He's saying, first Mishnah. But I'm saying the first Lishna asks the Kasha on Ravasi. Right? Yeah, right? The first Lishna asks the Kasha on Ravasi because the Gemara, because the Mishnah says he paid him privately. Right? But it's not a Kasha on Shmuel.
Right.
Right? So you see that what? That for Shmuel, there is a Migo.
Right.
But for Ravasi, there's none. So it must be that for Ravasi, he means you have to prove it with Adam. Correct?
Right. Because if you could say,
Right. But what's interesting is for the Rashba, he seems to think that Shmuel has to, that Shmuel is Dafka.
What do you mean?
That when Shmuel says, right, that when Shmuel, that Shmuel can't really say, the only reason Shmuel can say I paid you privately is migu, that he could have said I paid you with Adam.
Right.
But it does sound like he's learning that both Ravasi and Rosh and Shmuel hold, which is good, which is, it's good in a certain sense. He's limiting the machlokas a little bit. It's good in the sense that according to both, the fact that he took Adam at the inception of the loan does indicate some kind of suspicion. The only machlokas between Ravasi and Shmuel is whether, like we were saying yesterday, whether that can change the entire nature of the loan, but now now it has to be a verifiable loan, or he's increasing the tanoim of the tashlim.
What's the sense of Shmuel?
That's a good question. It would seem Shmuel simply holds he can't do more. Simply can't do more. It's all he can do.
Why would this even exist?
Oh, so yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, what good is this at all?
Yes.
Yeah. So he, yeah.
Once it generates an ego,
But you're saying he doesn't disagree with the idea that that he did it for a reason, but practically it's not going to be effective.
The point of this whole thing, if you're creating an image on yourself,
it's not really so good.
Like the other Rishonim say, like the Riffa said yesterday, saying that really, according to Rav Shmuel, he doesn't need to pay him back at Adam at all. It's just Ladivri Ravasi, he's saying this. Right.
Right, that makes sense. Or you say there is no Migu. Like this.
There is no Migu? What do you mean?
You literally have to claim that you need to pay him actually. You can just claim that you pay the back privately. That also makes sense.
Not according to what Shmuel says. What do you mean?
Shmuel actually. Of course, you have enough to say, okay, you have my brother, you have not here. You can say, I've been that private.
So that's a problem, though, right? Because the Gemara is bringing a Tiyufta from on Ravasi.
Right.
Right. Why is that a cash on Shmuel, too? So it's clear.
But to say, like, that Shmuel's condition is that the brother from Arabia, you have this additional time you have to pay back in front of.
I mean, Tosis is not sure, right? Not top Tosis. He says, "Avol Shmuel Neima Nifa the most to the forest Tosis Goma Misata because the snake long you plony the whole lem diyzayam." So you could learn that Shmuel could learn that's what the Mishnah means, but it's still not going to be enough for Ravasi. He says, "Well, Lemaidim Farshina to Shmuel Neima Loma Parasicha Beini Beina Beinatzma Problem Miyu He Boyom Parasicha Bnei Plony Plony Asi Shapetzen." And if you go to the media far, it's even better. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But kind of, we're going to get into it. You learn the person from the agent, generates this time of just the payback.
But the point is like this. This is the point, right? I think the point of the Rashba is that it was what's interesting whether Migu will work or not, right? Migu will work. It was according to Rav Asi, taking a page out of the Ram a little bit, out of the Rav Chaim a little bit. According to Rav Asi, he's saying basically that the Malva is negating, he's being mafkia the whole ne'amonus of the loga. Okay, he's being mafkia it's a din, it's a stipulation in the ne'amonus of the loga. Therefore, he only has two options: pay or provide other ne'amonus, edus. Right, but the Rashi was saying that for Shmuel, he's saying just because you lent him in front of Edom was not a statement of negation of his ne'amonus. So it could be an insistence on a higher standard, but as long as you're not negating his ne'amonus, then Mamela Migu will have to work because you Migu means Migu is saying that he has ne'amonus on this because he has ne'amonus on that. So you're just not going to get out of it. I mean, even if you're going to, the only thing that could be machai of you to either pay or provide edim is if it's a real din of being mafkia his ne'amonos. But as long as you're in the framework of ne'amonos, you're still saying he's a ne'amon. You're not negating his ne'amonos. You're just putting extra burdens on. It will basically have no effect because unless you attack his ne'amonos as a gavra, you can't prevent the migu from coming in. It's just an expression of saying migu will always work unless you're basically negate his whole namanas. So even if you're going to say that yes, there is a condition of the payment that we can interpret this as some kind of a condition of the payment, but it's just a condition of the payment. It's not a negation of namanas. So we have rules of these types of things. And Migul will naturally kick in because he still is a Gavra of Ne'amon. He'll have a Ne'amonus of Migul because he still is a Ne'amon. Okay. In other words, he's maybe putting an extra burden on him. Mitama Ne'amonus, but he's not negating his ne'amonus. We'll see. Let's take a look at the next Rashi. You see, he follows along this line a little bit further. Again, so now without going through all the details, he wants to say that in the second Lishna, okay, this is his main point, where he says only pay me back with Edom. So he wants to say that according to Shmuel, he dafka has to say I paid you in front of Reuven and Shimon, and they left to Medina Sinai. He can't say Reuven and Shimon, and they just died in a terrible accident, or Edom, Stam, and they left to Medina Sinai. He has to actually identify living Edom. And there's no Migo. That's what you're Mr. Kamel's about. What's that? Okay, so that's a good question. So he says, venerally, dafka, it's the second column, dafka bona porasitha with a ploni u ploni v'holchu lahem v'yus kam. But if he says in front of Edom or ploni and they died, he's not ne'eman. V'taima di'ilo yached Edom, if he doesn't specify them, v'inam yachtam, but they're dead, Dilma Shikuri Mishakir. Masha Enikin, Kiyaki Adam Shochel Musayam. They are Susi Mirsats. Dilma Asuvish Dakeach Mishakir. So it's a funny kind of thing. Now he has a Mirsus. If he names people and they're on a cruise, so now he's worried they're going to come back. Viteda Lacha, Afilu Baomer Porasicha Bifne Adam, Behochu Lem Musayam. Inami Aini Makiram Nemon, if that were true, right? Lama Leila Shmuel the Mindkat Kihai Lishna. Okay, fine. These are not important. But he wants to bring Rashi and Lashon. He says, El Shmuel Dafka Ka'omar, Kitaima Dikasivna, Vikol Shekane, She'eno Nemon Lom Parsicha Beini Leveinach Mushamigo. So certainly not.
It's not amigo,
but
it's definitely.
He says,
I could have said I paid you in front of him and them. You couldn't have said that because him and him
Now it's interesting. The Ritva says this is a kasha. He says this case, the question of Mesu is a machlokes. The Rambam says. The Rambam says. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says al tifrini il be'edim. Right. He says ta'an alove va'omar lo Moshe v'chein asisi. Ufraticha b'shnei ploni uploni v'hochu lehem lebgias yam o mesu harezeh neman. Neman.
Splits it. Yes, it's me specific. But it doesn't matter if they die.
Seems so.
Seems so. Picking,
well, that's the machlokas. Saying the Rambam is the Rambam argues on the Rashba. The Rashba and the Rambam are in disagreement. About Mesu. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't mention. Right. It seems so. It would seem so. It would seem so. Pony. Pony Almoni. The guy. So the Ritva says. He says, Oshama Mesu, right? He says, Oval Omer Parasichab Ne Aden El Shaini Zohar Mihim, Osha Omar Shemesu, Osam Adam, Bezen Nechlikama Farsham, Yesh Omer Baha Nami Inoneman, Apopisha Bobatinus Adam, Ukabeni the Vain Ochdami, Umustama, he ahani altifraini, Elabe Adam, Lavishum Hahani. They won't change the honey to honey, whatever. What's the difference? Ein bohem shum hochach edus shel emes. That's the key line of it. He says, what's the whole tonight? What's this whole, what is the guy trying to get out of this tonight? So he says, if you're going to tell me, he can just say, well, it's guys. I paid it for the guys. I have no idea who they are anymore.
Right.
What's the difference between that and Beinin Veinach? Neither one gives a hochach edus shel emes. Interesting. He's got to have some. He doesn't have to prove it. That's just, he's trying to thread that needle, right? He doesn't have to prove it, because he doesn't have to produce the edim. But he has to have some hochach edus shel emes. V'davka naka ploni ploni. Shehochel miyaseyam. Right? He says, because maybe they'll show up.
Yeah.
And he goes back and forth. And he says, but the Rambam says that it's good enough. He doesn't name the Rambam. He says, Acherem Kosu, that Nadavka. Even if he says, Adam who died. Now he says, Osheino Zochron. But the Rambam doesn't say that. But maybe it's someone else who has to do it. The Sof Sof, Rebo, Betaina, Shekayim, Tano. That's it. Sheparo, Befneidim. Viyara Tovea, Betano, Altachtona. Ulohoti milibo show Rav Asi who knock a ploni ploni. Velo ahani tana elishalo yucha lefaro beino leveino bishum migum. That's the only thing that tonight does. Gets rid of the migum. So in other words, it's interesting machlokas. The way the Ritva is formulating it. What's the difference between ploni ploni shochel v'nisayam or shemesu? So the Rama is saying, look. This was the Tanai, pay in front of people, and you did. That's what you claim you did. So you just can't. We're not going to give you we already say what benefit is Tanai, and the Tanai is beneficial. It removes the
meaning. How
does it
do
that? It has to. That's it. That's what it does. That's what it does. That's what it does. And the Rashba says, no, the guy wants to get some kind of evidence. He wants some verification. He doesn't want a miser in front of Aiden. He wants some source of verification. Right. So if the guys you're naming are dead, you haven't provided any source of verification. So we have to think about it. It's an interesting question. How do you define it?
The guys
heard
what
it seems like just basically that was for the Rashba, the fact that he puts in his Tanai, as everybody agrees, amigo is out. We have to define it a little bit better. Everybody agrees, amigo is out. There's no nemonas. There's no neman zamigo. That's not possible. It has to be the tashlumen has to be dafka. The taina must be that it was paid in front of Edom. But what is that condition of paying in front of Edom? According to the Rashba, it's not just an extra condition of paying in front of Edom. It's a necessity to supplement the ne'emanus of the nitan with an external verification. Not to the degree of saying you need to produce the Edom, but you have to produce some hochach edus emes. And if you're naming Edom who are dead, you haven't provided anything above your word. But the Rambam just retains it as a strict tanai. And his ne'emanus is not impaired. And now he's believed that he fulfilled the tanai.
This is only according to the second.